I'm going to be talking to Sarah Abel.
Okay, do you want to ask her where she was born?
Down in Alaska, around Fort Yukon.
Do you want to ask her what her parents did when she was young?
Like the mayor told you that they've been staying, that's around Skin House, that kind of, she never see that, and just when she was a little grown up, where his father got the tent, and his father looked after her very good, and she raised in that tent, and like most long time ago, those people stay at hard time, all that she never see. So since she was born then, after that her mother passed away, and she really got a hard time, but her and his brother was living together, but his father, she said that his father would look after him very good. And she don't remember, she don't know about long time ago.
How they used to get their food? Did they have supplies from the store? Did they get food from the store?
By that time, they had store down at Rampart House. And just the father, they always go to that store down river and get stuff from there.
Ask her if she did any trapping herself and hunting.
Hardly any of her weight or old people pension check, they never get it. So even though since she's married, and those husband, they're trapping and hunting, but those women, they go out sitting snare for rabbit and ptarmigan, and when she sits snare, same time she set trap too, and she get some marten and mink. She get quite a few, and that's how she helped her husband, and they raise their kids good for her and his husband.
She said they snare rabbits. Do they snare ptarmigans too?
Yes, same ptarmigan and rabbit. When they set snare for a rabbit, the ptarmigan come around and give them the same snare.
Ask her if her marriage was arranged.
Yes. Next door, Myra Moses, that's just like her mother. And this old man is Peter Moses too. Just like his own parents, Maya Moses. Those two guys, they want her to get married.
Well, did she get married because she wanted to get married, or did she get married because they arranged it?
They just want her to get married.
Ask her if her kids went to school.
Nikki called from the school last same. There's no school room here, so all the kids, you see those people, young boys, you see they never go to school.
Yeah, and they're quite happy. I used to be I just school bus, and I had chanted, which have affected. I said, Bishop Stringer.
Sent a love to a white horse to a school, and some of them, they get homesick or dead, and some of them will pass away, so, but even that, she said that his son, Charlie April, that he said he go send him out to school, but doctor wanted to check him out, so she went down to Fort Yukon. The doctor, she went to take him to hospital for checkup, but doctor said he had to stay in hospital. And he was staying in hospital 3 years. That's where he went to school. Charlie Edward just left the kids went to school.
Ask her if there was any doctors or nurses when she was young.
Hardly any. You don't see her as a nurse or even a doctor. But those, some old woman like that, but whoever gets sick, and who's gonna really sick that need operation, those women cut them. And then after they get operation, then they feel better. It's only the only thing she remembers.
Ask her if the men have ever did any of these operations, or was it just the women who did them?
Women did that, not the men.
Medicine they used to use for different sicknesses, coughs, colds, how they used to heal cuts, stop bleeding and stuff.
You don't know how people, when there's lots of bleeding, you don't know how they stop it, but the only thing she knows that when people get cramped, they burn some kind of paper. They burn, after we burn that paper, it's just like black thing. Then they smash it on their hand and they put wetted metal. And then she said they get some kind of silk thread. They put that in and they dip it in and they put about a few stitches in there for their leg joint. They sew it around, like around here, they put a few stitches. Then they pull that thread that's marked here in our arm for its joint. She said that's good, that's how they stop who get the cramp too. That's all she remembers, but she don't know for other things. She said sometimes some people, they get pain on their shoulder or their back and their chest. She said that some woman, they pick some spruce pitch and they put it on square skin and they put that pitch on it, they warm it up. Just like that, then they spread it with knife and they put it where his pain come out. They stick it to their skin and that. She said that stopped the pain too. That's all she knows little about that too.
Ask her what her husband did he just trap or did he get a job?
There's no work around and all the men do it. His husband did this just trapping at winter time. She did the trapping with him same time too. So hardly any work when he was alive.
Ask her how she feels about being here.
But the long time ago, it's kind of hard to kill, but it's really hard kind of Indian make their living. But in winter time, they just travel around here and there, and they dry some meat. And that meat, what they dry, they use it in winter time. Sometimes I use it during summer too. And then all that, then it's summertime when the boat travel in the river, just few people, just few men know how to travel in the river, and the suspect know how to roast candle or how high water that the men drive the boat. The suspect used to do that.
Ask her how she feels about the airport when it first came and how did it change or grow people in the
airport. She was very glad the boys put up the airport, but it's really close to the house, to the village. And in the bad weather and the train coming, she said she was just really scared because the train might crash on town.
I asked if there were any special problems or any special ceremony when the young girl started to menstruate.
There's no custom around here, just a down Rampart House, that's where they had boundary line. So they just had custom down on Alaska side. But they never had anything on this side. She never knew anything about custom.
I asked if people ever drank blood and the answer was negative.
Do you want to ask her how fish grease was made?
The way that they make the fish grease is just they take the guts. When they see fish got this fat on it, they fry it and stoke it in the fry pan. That's how they make grease.
What do they use it for?
They love berries, cranberries, all kinds. And some old people, they eat dry meat with it too. Huh?
I need
some. We Indian about a year ago that they used to, those old people, when they cook guts, fish guts in the grease, they eat dry meat with it and bury it, but nowadays people don't care for anything, they never do anything like that.
Ask her if she's happy with the white people moving in here, or would she rather have it the way it used to be, with more just Indian people around.
Well, we had a white minister here, and those RCMP are white people. Just those we see that sometimes white people pass around here, but I never see white people around here, and she don't mind.
Ask her if she knows the blues cushions.
Huh?
Ask her if she knows the blues cushions.
Oh, what? What does it mean? She don't know what to say. The first time she heard that word.
I've asked quite a few women about moose bush, and everybody seems to laugh their head off at it, about it, so I don't think there's such a thing that exists.